The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. Pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington.
To get that coffee and take care of our little boy's business, that took a little longer than expected, but at least not longer than the bump is for this second hour of the National Intel Report on this 18th day of January 2017. See, Mikey, I can still segue. I want to play you, this is the American Freedom Defense Initiative, and it was called AFDI on the Street, and they went into New York. Off of Rosie O'Donnell's impression that we need to call for martial law to stop Trump. Stop him? Whew. How about if I invented my own rules? That I don't like what Rosie O'Donnell's saying, and, well, I should be able to hire a hitman to go rub Rosie O'Donnell out. Wonder how she would like that. You know, it's what's really fascinating, and you will hear this. Some of these people don't even know what martial law is. But, of course, we are talking about New York City. Whew, a place that my apologies to our good listeners up there. I hate your stupid city. Too many people packed on each other like rats in a... Ugh. At any rate, here's the AFDI on the street. New Yorkers prefer martial law to Trump and agree with Rosie O'Donnell. Seriously, I'm not joking.
Rosie O'Donnell recently called for Obama to impose martial law and postpone the inauguration of Donald Trump until the president-elect could be prosecuted for crimes she did not name. We sent AFDI correspondent Laura Loomer to Times Square to ask people whether or not they agreed with this outrageous, deeply un-American, and unconstitutional proposal. We were sure that the vast majority of people would say, no, Rosie is crazy. The inauguration and the peaceful transfer of power should go on as always. And some did. But an alarming number did not.
Rosie O'Donnell tweeted, I fully support imposing martial law, delaying the inauguration until Trump is cleared of all charges. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Do you think that we should, or Obama should impose martial law and halt Trump's inauguration?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why do you think so?
I just think that a lot of people have, like, conflicting views right now, and I think it needs to be cleared out until everybody can kind of, I mean, give him any support that they're willing to give him at this point. I think
martial law would be a good way to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you agree with that? Do you think Obama should impose martial law and halt Donald Trump's inauguration?
Yes.
What does Trump say?
I mean, I don't think Donald Trump would be in support of this.
Then we should be in support of this. That's what I say.
Hey, everybody. I just want to check in. Everyone's here.
Yes.
Nice. You do?
Yeah. We're going
to open up a... You are? Yeah.
I agree.
I think he should hold the inauguration until Trump is prosecuted on everything he needs to be prosecuted on.
Well, I mean, what do you think about it? Do you think that she's right?
I do, yeah.
Do you think that Obama should postpone the inauguration and impose martial law?
Oh, well, that's going to cause more crap than there already is. Postponing the inauguration, I am so for that.
I know nothing.
Okay, thanks.
I know Trump is bad. That's the only thing I know.
I do think we should use martial law until he's cleared of all charges.
I fully support imposing martial law, delaying the inauguration until Trump is cleared of all charges. Do you agree with Rosie?
I agree with Rosie. I agree.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what martial law is?
You're just making something up, but all I know is I agree with anything to not have Trump be our president.
Don't ask me nothing about Donald Trump or Donald Trump.
Do you agree with that? Do you think that we should impose martial law or Obama should impose martial law?
I actually don't know what the martial law is.
At least she admits she's stupid.
What? I don't like
that. I'm sorry, ignorant.
All I know.
Oh, do I know what martial law is? I just schooled you right now. You coming up to me asking me a question, and you don't even know what
Rosie O'Donnell's trying to say. I don't think Rosie really knows what martial law is.
Okay, then why don't you ask Rosie O'Donnell that question and not me?
Okay. Thank you.
These people have no understanding of the rule of law or the value of a peaceful transition of power. They're a testament to the failure of teachers in the U.S. and elsewhere to explain why America is unique. But some people still knew.
Do you think that Obama should impose martial law and halt Donald Trump's inauguration?
No, I don't.
No, I don't agree either.
For Trump?
Yeah. I'm not, but I don't believe in that.
Why?
Well, I don't believe they should try and stall his inauguration.
Yeah, why not?
Because he was elected fair and square.
Innocent until proven guilty.
That's it behind our government, so I'm not really about the whole martial law thing, so.
So you don't agree with Rosie?
I don't agree with Rosie.
Same.
Yeah.
What would you tell Rosie if you could, you know, talk to her right now?
I mean, I really wouldn't say anything to Rosie. I don't really respect Rosie as a political figure, so, I mean, her opinion is moot to me.
Go do some charity work. Go save some dogs from a shelter. I don't know. Go do something useful with your life.
Those people were heartening. But the fact that so many agreed with Rosie O'Donnell's proposal for martial law and the postponement of the inauguration shows one reason why America is in such deep crisis today. Vast numbers of people don't even appreciate the uniqueness and strength of our republic. Most disquieting of all, such people will not be willing to defend it.
Wait a minute, did he say what I thought he said?
Numbers of people don't even appreciate the uniqueness and strength of our republic.
Our republic?
Most disquieting of all, such people will not be willing to defend it.
Our republic? Are we really a republic? Well, I just heard my president just tell me during his press conference today that America's a democracy.
Impose martial law.
Oh, shut
up. And postpone the...
I don't know what to do. Let me call my friends up and we can all huddle together and cry and support each other and get past this odd feeling I have, like I don't know what is anymore, and I need somebody to tell me. Rob in Chicago, do I gotta school you?
Oh, dear Pete. Nope. I know your name's John, but I mean, the sheer idiocy factor there. And you know what? Go back to the guy from California, what he said. It's very simple. He's blaming one particular race. He's left out the what would be Caucasian, white, whatever, the average people of America. Oh, wait, that have been dumbed down by the TV, news media, movies. Yeah, those same people like Rosie O'Donnell, Oprah, you know, Ellen DeGeneres, all of those people. They've done their job.
Yes.
The communists have done their job. People are starting to wake up that I'm speaking to. And you know what? John, people tell me, you can't do this. You can't do that. Last night, they said, it was like 5 or 6 o'clock. It's time to go home. Rob, that car could wait till tomorrow. You can't get that done. You know what? By 8:45, the car was done. I put in 14 hours. Guess what? I woke up today, went back to work by 7, and I felt fine. I did it. Somebody told me 2 weeks ago, you can't change your platform of your guns, you know, what I had from one thing to another. That just, you know, people don't do that. Well, guess what? Sheer determination, sheer will. Because one of my best friends told me a long time ago, change can't to won't, because psychologically people won't do something. They're crying about Obamacare not going to be there. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? I got an idea. Why don't you look down at your belly that you got an extra 50, 60 pounds of weight on, and don't expect a doctor to fix the health issues that you're going to have because of that. Why don't you go change your lifestyle? Oh, no, we can't change our stuff because then it means I can't eat all I want, can't do what I want, I can't sit around. You mean I got to get involved in this politics stuff, civics? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I like watching TV. Well, guess what, John? I worked all last night. I came home. I got all my stuff together. I'm going to put in a 3.5-day work week and make my 40 hours. And therefore, be able to do what I need to do. You have to work hard to do this stuff, to change things. Guess what? It's a good feeling. And you know what? I just, you know, I learned a whole lot from some people in my life. You know, one of them I have to say goodbye to this weekend, my uncle, one of my best uncles. He was a good man, but he taught me without ever teaching me. You don't get anywhere without determination. The man spent 40 years being a cancer survivor after he had cancer behind his eye. He would have never known it. You would have never known it. So,
see, Rob,
people in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, and the thought that kept running through my head as I listened to this AFI presentation was, you know, would these people, and I never heard the end of it. I had to shut it off because a phone call came in, and at the end, it said it all, that these people are not familiar with our own form of government. They don't know what a gift it is that we have, and they're wee-weeing all over it. You know, and the Rosie O'Donnells of this world, yes, it's true, you can put lipstick on a pig, but does that change by calling her a lipstick pig? Does that change anything? No, it does not. What you need to do is talk to the people that have been listening to Rosie O'Donnell and give them another point of view. And why? You know, when I talk to liberals, I go down one or two levels and I just hit a brick wall. And when they realize that they're out of answers or bumper sticker responses, then they start to turn and they start to get really nasty and ugly. And these are the people that are saying that we're hateful and this, that, and the other. They don't even know what they believe. They don't even know what and who they are. You know, a lot of people walk around in this life, well, who am I? Who am I? I don't know. Who the hell are you? You know, I mean, that's for you to decide what you are in relation to this universe without end. You know, but in the meantime,
you know, John,
don't suggest to me that somehow I have to change what has worked so well, and that common sense in this thing we call human nature and all these years that we've been demonstrating what we're capable of and what we're not capable of. We're capable of violence. We're capable of anger. But are we also capable of compassion? Absolutely. Are we also capable of charity? Absolutely. Are we capable of being loving human beings, not only to our family, our spouses, but to other people as well? To a much limited degree, I'm sure. There's certainly not enough love to go around, but please don't expend my little itty bit that I got left trying to make you love me, and because you know what? You don't get it. Please, let me explain it to you. And I'm doing this not for myself. I'm doing this for you.
Well, the biggest thing that I hit home last night with this guy screaming about Obamacare being gone and this and that, and I said to him, I said, listen, you're a smart man, but you need to get down to the basics. You need to look at the mechanisms behind what created the thing that's going to take all your wealth away. You need to be involved. You need to be educated. They've done everything they can to uneducate you.
Yep.
That gentleman in California, I'll advise him one thing, John. I saw a great movie this weekend, Kevin Costner, Hidden Figures. There were three unbelievably intelligent black ladies that were the spearhead behind nothing less than our space program.
Oh, you know, I saw that, and I was going to wait for it to come out on
Redbox.
It is
worth the money. No, it's worth. I actually went to the. Well, we go to a movie that costs $6 a piece, so we went to a matinee. But worth the money, absolutely, unequivocally. And the point is the determination. They needed to get to space and beat the Russians who were already there. They needed to get to the moon.
And we had unheralded black women pulling off that exact same thing, and from what I understand, with a certain amount of resistance, even within NASA.
Well, they, you know, because they were breaking, they had to create things that were never there before.
Ah.
But again, if everybody goes back to the understanding, what created the race against race? Oh, that would be you keep the peasants divided and fighting amongst themselves while the king and his court steal everything from the other people and subjugate them.
Rob, let me ask you something. Really... If you were to approach any black man on the streets in Chicago and ask him, you know, what do you want out of life? If you heard something like, well, I want a new car or I want a new house or whatever.
I want things.
And that's okay if the material gain gives you the measure of a man and what you've accomplished. That's fine. You know, and I would suggest to them that, you know what? That is laudable, you know, to have a nice house and have a new car. Who wants to worry about a dead battery and a 15-year-old car that doesn't want to start? And those are laudable goals. I applaud you for that. And you know what? I wouldn't even mind if I'm your neighbor and you moved in next to me and you even put out one of those little step and fetching things that and had a white face on it instead of a black face holding a little lantern. I wouldn't even mind if you did that. These people have been led astray, and as Donald Trump has demonstrated, and I knew this 25 years ago, that's why I still do to this day what I'm doing, and I'm going to need to do it tomorrow and the day after, is that not getting the full picture, or at least an intelligent, balanced news report, and people without an agenda like ABC, NBC, that turns out to be nothing but communist, along with our Communist News Network, or the Clinton News Network, or the Chicken Noodle News, or call them what you will, people with an agenda. What the hell does that have to do with news? What does a political agenda have to do with a presentation of fact so I can use my own brain to make up my own mind about what you are talking about?
We have to get back to basics, sir.
There you go, brother, and that's what I'm trying to do. My whole mindset has changed. I mean, it really has. We have a problem. We've identified the problem. We know what it is. Now it's Mr. Fix-It time. How can we fix this?
You know how we fix it, John? And I know you hear the music, but we fix it by focusing on the basics first. Then you get to have your dessert.
There you go.
Later.
All right, Rob, I've got to run. We got a break. Thank you so much for your call. Keep walking and talking down there in Chi-Town. God knows they need about 10,000 of you down there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Renee in North Carolina.
Yes, I tuned in late, too, and I caught the tail end of your call with Charlie. You know, we need to realize that the narrative that we were taught as, quote, history, because we don't have a time machine to go check, often is not quite right. And still at 65, I'm discovering things that they never taught me, and it kind of shifts your perspective. I'm so glad the caller before me mentioned the other movie that I've heard about but also not seen, about those black women whiz mathematicians.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, have you seen The Free State of Jones?
No, I have not.
Okay, Redbox for $1.61, but I recommend first you watch the documentary about it on YouTube first, because It will change your perspective. It shows how really, they had in the South the 20 slave rule. And so if you had 20 slaves, you didn't have to fight. It was still back then, it was poor men fighting rich men's wars. And so the thing is, what happened, these poor farmers would have to leave their kids and wives alone to go fight the war, and then they'd come around to collect the war tax, and they'd take all the corn from the wives and kids that they needed to fatten those hogs to smoke the meat to get through the winter, and they were starving to death. So people need to realize sometimes it's your own kind and your, quote, own team. There's a lot of lessons in this whole lesson that we have been deprived of. And the thing is, it shows how actually the poor whites and the blacks got together to fight against the higher-up military people of the Confederacy that were giving them so much trouble, and they established what they called the Free State of Jones. And I was never told about this. Another thing, we Southern people who are kind of, you know, looked down our nose by the, you know, the Yankees, okay? The thing is, there's something else I was never told. And I grew up in Louisiana, not far from this. Around Natchez, there's something called the Devil's Punch Bowl. And to this day, nobody will eat the peaches that grow wild in this area because they know what fertilized it. The thing is, what happened after they freed the slaves, they were told, oh, go to Natchez, go to Natchez. The Union soldiers, they're going to lead you up north, and they're going to get you jobs. They had like about 120,000 slaves show up over there. You know, I'm from there. Everything's flat, but apparently, except for they found an area that had these deep, deep, like, gullies, okay? And they put all the, it was like a concentration camp, like pits, okay, that they put these literally 120,000 former slaves in. They were begging to get out. They said, look, we'll go back to the plantation. Just let us out of here. They literally, the Union soldiers, killed about 120,000 slaves after the war by trapping them in this gully. These dark, deep ravines and leaving them down there. Well, nobody ever told me that. And a Southern person, you know, like I said, we're kind of made to feel bad, but it's like, hey, y'all did some bad stuff. The Union soldiers did bad stuff too.
Yeah.
So the thing is, we're lied to a lot because of the people who, you know, want to control us. And, you know, unless the poor and middle class people of all color kind of join together like those people for the Free State of Jones did, because like you say, the military and the rulers and the rich were exploiting them, and they established this Free State of Jones. I think you'd find it very interesting. Like I said, there's a documentary on YouTube, and then there's the movie at Red Box.
All righty. Renee, thank you. I appreciate your call.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye.
Before the bottom of the hour, I wanted to read this, A Racial Plan for the 20th Century. This is by a gentleman by the name of Israel Cohen, 1912. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for the subtle victory while inflaming the Negro minority against the whites. We will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which we will deliver to our cause.
You are
now, there's a lofty goal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Andy in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Was that Stevie Ray Vaughan that just brought us back into this?
Yes, it was. His version of the Beatles' Taxman.
Yeah, no, he's an awesome guy. I mean, down in Pioneer Square in Seattle, where I grew up at, that was all over. Well, jazz, this, that, the other, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, well, don't look for him to make any more new music. He's dead now.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. Yeah, I get that. First I want to just say thank you very much for giving a platform for the American people to call up and get their opinions out there. You get a lot of people with great opinions, great knowledge, great facts and whatnot. You allow them to get it out there. But what I called for was, I think the legacy of Obama is, A, the great divider. He is drove a wedge between blacks and whites and Muslims and all of the American people. I think that's his first thing. But I think his greatest legacy is he's the president that woke a hell of a lot of people up with all of his crazy antics that he pulled and didn't get away with. He was counting on us being so stupid because they poisoned us with all this garbage they're putting in our food and water and stuff. He thought they had, you know, we can do whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is part of his legacy. In fact, I think that's the biggest part of his legacy, because look how many people are awake. But now you can also say that Donald Trump's beginning of his legacy is the Great Waker. He woke us all up, because he did not attack this this presidential candidacy with any kind of reservations. He just came right in and said the way it was, and he called people out. And the other day when you played that little ad from CNN at the news conference, and he said, "You guys are fake news," and boom, you heard that applause in the background. That was just so enjoyable.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I got, John.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your call. Johnny in Brooklyn. And I'm assuming that's Brooklyn, New York.
Wow. Unbelievable. Just totally unbelievable. The timing is just the most mind-blowing thing in the entire world. With everything going on right now, and you know I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and oh my God, you know, and it's funny, I'm calling more and more and more out to God, consciously. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Right. And, you know, when how is it? Let me ask you, how is it that society went to saying, you know, excuse me, like when you come near somebody, when you're holding a door, the word excuse me here in Brooklyn, New York is gone. There is no more excuse me. Society today is so petrified that everyone has to meet at the doorway and say, I'm sorry. And people are telling me they're sorry, and they're 5 feet away from me. What the God's name are you sorry about? Isn't America sorry enough? Right? You know, when I look at the facts, you know, I've heard tonight a whole bunch of, within, what, 10, 15 minutes that I've been holding, I've heard, you know, racial tension. I've heard, you know, we've got Donald Trump coming in a few days, you know, in a couple of days, you know, here's the thing. People, that last woman, that woman down south, she's starting to wake up, obviously. She's starting to wake up because now she's got, you know, access to the, you know, to alternative media. She's got access to, like she's never had before. We have cell phones today. We have the same type of power that the president had 20, 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? But what are people utilizing that for today, right? So many people are getting caught up. How is it, in God's name, that people are running home at night to watch, oh, my God, I got to see who the next person is infected? Like Dawn of the Dead. Like, yeah, I saw that movie 20 years ago, Dawn of the Dead. It was funny. Now people are hooked in to find out who's infected. You know, this is how they're conditioning the public. This is how they're conditioning the norm. The norm is, you know what? We're all about, you know, we're all, this is the hard facts that are coming to be. You know, you see it, you know.
Johnny, let me interrupt you.
Control of the media.
Johnny, let me interrupt you here for a second. And I got a short little story to tell, and then I got to move on because I want to do this last article before I get out of here for today. Down here in Texas, for the last couple, 3 weeks, I've been kind of not going out of my way, but interposing myself in situations with blacks. And you know what I discovered down here in Texas? Now, they don't say, I don't say to somebody, I'm sorry, and they're not demanding that. If I hold a door for somebody and they happen to be black, I hold the door and they say thank you, and I say you're welcome. Down here, there's a certain modicum of respect that you don't get, say, in a New York City, which, by the way, Johnny, I hate New York City. My God in heaven, when you pile people on top of each other like that, it ain't healthy, but that is what it is. But now I hear what you're saying, the distraction, because nobody is out there pointing out, look, we got to understand some rudimentary facts here. Let's get down to basics. And if we start with that, you heard what these people were saying about Rosie O'Donnell? know, as a person walking around the streets of New York City, what do you think about this plan to, you know, and until we've totally vet, we need to postpone the inauguration, Donald Trump. And the inference was that he's some kind of criminal. Until he's vetted and cleared, he can't become president. What? Excuse me? If the media would have been honest about Hillary Clinton, let's go all the way back to Arkansas. If they were really out there to really do their job and ask the hard questions and expose the inconvenient truths, that could be accomplished. And that's why we're here. That's why the fake news media is here. And we're going to continue to do this. I will not abandon my post as long as you folks out there don't abandon yours. Thank you for your call, Johnny. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Yes, John, thanks for taking my call. I've just had to interject some information on the education system. Going back to the 60s, an old-timer, he's in his 80s, across the pond up here from me, which is Torch Lake, grew up or was, lived in Chicago when Lyndon Baines Johnson implemented his war on education and poverty. And they called it the Chicago Project. And that's when they began going into the black neighborhoods and bringing this crappy education in, disrupting the family lives and breaking down the black community. And that was the model for what they eventually, Hillary, Ira Magaziner, and David Rockefeller developed in the 80s for the white communities. So these black people have to be explained that it was intentionally done to them. And to give them the information so that they realize that it's not their fault, that it was a plan to break down their community and to eliminate their possibility of ever.
John, you know when that explaining and excusing and saying it's not your fault and whatever, we can bypass that one. Just by going in and saying, okay, this has not worked out well, what can we do? You hear them, you listen to them, you give them your input, and then you move on. Now, as I said, with this dependence, and that's really what the welfare state is all about here, it's the dependence on the government. If you do not act the way we want you to act, well, then you're not going to receive our benefit. And unfortunately, this is the state that we're in right now, and that has to stop. So I think Ben Carson being picked for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development couldn't have been a better pick. A successful guy that, for God's sakes, is a brain surgeon. Now, I'm not going to suggest that Ben Carson go into the inner city and pick up a little black boy and said, you can become a brain surgeon, and I'm going to hold your hand and walk you through every step. No, lead by example. This is what we have not had. We've had the race baiters. We've had the charlatans out there, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and the like. These people are totally unnecessary. And when Jesse Jackson showed up in Missouri when all that stuff was going down there, some of the blacks walked up to his car and said, Jesse, what are you doing here? Get the hell out of town. We want you to leave. That's
they
what
did
you
that South Carolina too.
Yeah, that's what you don't see on the evening news. And Trump did the exact right thing when he went after the medias in this country. The exact right things. Anything else, John? Because I got to keep cooking here.
No, keep going. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Let's infect people's minds with a little bit of fact here. 107-year plan to destroy America. And postscript note here, your wages will be cut by 60%, by the way. The creation of the Federal Reserve Bank was a coup. The coup plotters were the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the Warburgs. Their agents had their first meeting to draft the legislation that became the Federal Reserve Act in a private rail car across the river from Manhattan on November 22nd, 1910. Notice the date, November 22nd. That rail car took those men to Georgia to their secret meeting on Jekyll Island. It is no accident that their second coup on November 22nd, 1963, when President Kennedy was assassinated, JFK was killed on the 53rd anniversary of their first coup. And keep in mind also what Kennedy did shortly before his death, with giving a script or a currency that was competing with the Federal Reserve notes called the Federal Notes that were interest-free. Whoops. This is their sixth step plan to cut your wages and pensions by 60% while enriching themselves and destroying every nation but Israel. However, the Israelis might not even like this plan once they figure out what it is and how crazy it is. Step one, why were American wages a third higher than the wealthiest countries in Europe in 1776? Because America had abundant land and natural resources. An input-output analysis of the U.S. economy of the 1930s by Wassily Leontief found that America's successful economic model was the extraction of natural resources and the manufacture of finished goods with the application of skilled labor. Not hard to figure out. The fly in the ointment for the successful American model was the day when, due to overpopulation by design, we had to import natural resources like oil. That's not 100% true, but we'll roll with it for the moment. At that point, if America were a small nation, we would have had to announce our policy was to cut wages every year to accommodate the massive influx of legal and illegal immigrants. Most economists following Leontief have said America's maximum ideal population was around 150 million. Okay. Step two, ship jobs overseas while overpopulating America. This was part of the global plan to have certain nations specialize in a limited number of products so all nations would become globally interdependent. America was destined to become both the land of the genetically modified organisms and armies trained to kick in the doors after midnight, 8,000 miles away, or right here at home. Bernie Sanders said America lost 58,000 manufacturing plants since NAFTA was passed. This lowered wages so well that the recent report revealed that millennials make less than their parents did. And by the way, the millennials, minus the college degree, is around $17,500. Whoa. We're in the money, huh? The average college grad has $33,000 in student debt. And those with liberal arts degrees often make less than their parents did 30 years ago with just a high school diploma. Now, making sense of those numbers, there are 3,144 counties in America, with an average of slightly more than 100,000 people. If you divide 58,000 by 3,144, you get an average loss of 18.45 manufacturing plants per county. You can't run for president on that record. Democrats back in the days of Truman and Kennedy were the party of the working class and the unions. Truman and Kennedy started their campaigns with fiery speeches to working people in Detroit in 1948, 1960. Hillary didn't even bother. The Democrats had sent those jobs overseas. Step three, the bankers transferred all the wealth to themselves by design while shifting all the risk and the pain onto the taxpayers. And by the way, the bill. Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999. This allowed commercial banks to risk depositors' money in wild speculations and to demand bailouts from the taxpayers. Also in 1999, President Clinton allowed insurance companies to seize the death benefits of veterans for insurance the veterans had paid. Their widows and orphans get $1 for every $8 the insurance companies got. Now, this abuse has not been changed by Presidents Bush and Obama. Also in 1999, the Brooksley Born at the CFTC was refused permission by Greenspan, Sumners, actually Samuelson, Rubin and Levitt to regulate credit default swaps. This has exposed American taxpayers to hundreds of trillions of dollars in potential losses from these unregulated speculations, which pretend to be insurance. Wall Street is stealing money by the tens of trillions from you and demanding that you foot the bill for more than $225 trillion in CDSs when their system blows up. Credit default swaps. And their system is guaranteed to blow up. The Federal Reserve was designed to fail the American people, just as the Bank of England had been designed to fail the people of Great Britain. Our government gave the right to create money to bankers who print our paper currency and create checking account money out of thin air while charging us interest. If we had Lincoln systems of greenbacks, we would not have $20 trillion in federal debt and a $4 trillion in state and local debt while paying over $500 billion a year in interest payments on fictional borrowings. And if we had banned fractionalized reserve banking, which allowed banks to loan out $10 for every dollar on deposit, we would never have bank runs and depressions. 3 million Americans starved to death in the Great Depression. This ability the bankers gave themselves with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act transfers wealth from us to them by design at the great cost to us, that being the humanity part of this. Step four. The bankers also steal our wealth by fraud. In fact, the Talmud teaches bankers it is permissible to rob the Gentiles blind as soon as they get control of their government. Donald Rumsfeld said on 9/10, that's right, September 10, 2001, that he could not trace the $2.3 trillion in Department of Defense spending, though he did promise to implement accounting procedures so we would know where the money went. That promise has not been kept in more than 15 years since he made it. Recently, the Department of Defense Inspector General said the total of Pentagon spending that cannot be traced is now $9.6 trillion. On 9/11 of 2001, Hillary Clinton was on the Senate Armed Services Committee, which had responsibility for oversight of the DOD. She never suggested we do anything about the theft of trillions of dollars from us either as a senator from 2001 to 2009 or as a presidential candidate in either 2008 or 2016. Hillary Clinton did save the taxpayers' money by refusing to appoint an inspector general during the 6 years she ran the State Department. She saved his or her salary. Unfortunately, $6 billion went missing from that department, but it was not all wasted. Chelsea Clinton's wedding cost about $3 million and did a lot of good for the caterers, florists, musicians in both Rhinebeck, New York, and 98 miles away in Manhattan. I should mention that one of the reasons for the assassination of President Kennedy was so the bankers could make fortunes by laundering money from illegal drug and weapon sales. The plan was to get Americans demoralized by fighting a war like Korea that was set up to kill anti-communists. The Jews owned 90% of the ships that brought the slaves to the New World. They saw the rise in the opposition to slavery in the British working and middle classes, so they decided to go into the opium trade. They subsequently went into cocaine and other drugs as well. Her Majesty's Jewish government fought two opium wars, 1839 to 1842 and 1856 to 1860. To make the bankers trillions of dollars in both on and off books income, and this has had a disastrous consequence for families all over the world, as more than 100,000 people die from heroin overdoses every year. In the U.S., heroin in Afghanistan, it's so cheap that the average first-time user is just 14 years old. Hint? President Bush told his allies that he was going to invade Afghanistan months before Israel took down the World Trade Center on 9/11 with the controlled demolitions. Now, these policies might enrich bankers, but they're also terrible for everybody else in America and around the world. Step five, Wall Street. Waste our resources on wars for Israel and the banks. An example would be World War I. Edith Cavell made a fatal mistake. She mistakenly believed that she lived in a democracy. She was a British nurse working in Belgium in 1915. She saw firsthand the horrors of trench warfare. She also saw quick and easy means for England to end the war with a victory. She wrote a letter to the Nursing Mirror, which was published on April 15, 1915. She said that the Belgian relief efforts were actually being sent to Germany, which would have to sue for peace without this aid from the Allies. England was quite literally feeding the German army that was killing French, British, and Russian soldiers. In 2002, the Bush administration set up the Office of Special Plans so Israel could feed lies directly to the president without verification and analyst bias people. The lies were repeated in the press at the New York Times, thus enabling Israel to get America to go to war, killing millions of innocent people at a cost of about $6 trillion and counting. We're talking about direct expense that we can account for, not the trillions that have been taken. That's in addition to that we couldn't even afford. This was just more theft from us, folks. Step six, pull the plug. from this monstrosity early in the administration of the first man to be elected president since 1988, who was not previously an asset of the CIA and had no prior experience in narcotics trafficking. Well, maybe George W. Bush was too stupid to be trusted with detailed knowledge of what he was doing, but his father was the head of the CIA and an executive director of the Trilateral Commission. Whoops, hint, hint. In 1976, America was given a choice between two men running for president. One was a member of the Bilderberg Society, headed by Sir Evelyn D. Rothschild in Europe, and one by David Rockefeller in America. The other candidate was a member of the Trilateral Commission, headed by David Rockefeller in America, and by Sir Evelyn D. Rothschild in Europe. We do need to implement accounting procedures at the Pentagon, of course, and every other federal agency. And we do need to arrest people for corruption, starting at the Clinton Foundation and continue on to Washington. We also need to streamline the administration and let 10 million federal and state workers, freeloaders that is, go find real jobs. But the only real solution to the coming depression that I see is to have the U.S. military arrest the bankers and seize their assets to fund worldwide debt cancellation. We will have martial law in America as soon as the nationwide food riots begin. Martial law will fail unless a plan for debt cancellation is announced and implemented. What do you think of them apples? Get the bankers. Get these middlemen the hell out of the way. And the very same people like George Soros, that, by the way, ground up his fellow Jews to make soap so he could wash himself with. How's that one sit with you, George? And maybe, just maybe, if we start speaking plain adult language here in this country, maybe parties like Likud will disappear and the likes of Netanyahu will go bye-bye. Maybe we really will have peace talks. And I say that with a question mark. These people in Israel really need to be told, you know, what is this? Is this a get back for your supposed 6 million that were killed in the Nazi concentration camps? What are you trying to do? Kill 6 million Palestinians? And are you not doing what you claim that was done to you by somebody else in a different time? Folks, we got to get rid of our war flag. We've got to get back to common sense and plain language. When was the last time you read your Constitution? Doesn't give a headache to the undereducated. It's spelled out in some pretty simple and basic language. As I said, folks, there are ways to do things and ways to do things. Don't be so quick to jump to one without thinking about the blowback from it. Because now we're going to get into this little game in this country where traps are going to be cleverly set and see if we're dumb enough to step into them to set that trap off. All right, that's it for me today. I'm out of here. I want to thank you very much for being here. And we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. You like this idea? You like what I've said today? Send me an email, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. It's that simple. And forgive me if I don't answer you back, because there's about, 119,412 emails in my account right now. But if you send me an email, I'll quickly read it. I don't promise to respond to you except maybe a ping back. But I would appreciate your input, johnstatmiller@hotmail.com. All right, folks, that's it. We're out of here. Two more days until the inauguration. It looks like no nukes are going to go off, and looks like we might have Trump as president come Monday.
The right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.